At least 9 Palestinians, including 5 children, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip on Sunday, as Gazans marked the first day of Eid al-Fitr. Palestinian officials said Israeli forces targeted several locations across the enclave, including residential areas, adding to the growing death toll in the nearly 6-month-long war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said on Sunday that Israel has submitted a counterproposal to Hamas, following the group's acceptance of a new ceasefire plan mediated by Egypt and Qatar. The details of the counterproposal have not been made public, and ceasefire negotiations remain uncertain. Israeli strikes killed several civilians across the Gaza Strip on Sunday, the first day of Eid al-Fitr, according to Palestinian health officials and local media. 4 people were killed in an Israeli shelling that hit a tent sheltering displaced families in the Kusan Abu Rishwan area, south of Khan Yunis, said the official Palestinian news agency Wafa. 2 more civilians were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a home in Jabalia, in the north of the enclave. A separate drone strike wounded several civilians in Herbat al-Adis, north of Rafah. The attacks came as families across Gaza attempted to observe Eid al-Fitr, the major Islamic holiday marking the end of Ramadan, under conditions of ongoing war and displacement. Medical sources reported that the total number of people killed in Gaza since October 7, 2023, has now reached 50,277. At least 114,095 others have been injured. The Israeli military has not commented on the latest strikes. The bombardment follows nearly 6 months of intensive fighting in Gaza, amid repeated international calls for a ceasefire and protection of civilians. Many parts of the territory remain in ruins, and aid organizations have warned of a worsening humanitarian crisis.